Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Head on over to KidTV.com and check out Kelly Raspberry's hot dress. That's hot looking, Kelly.
You think that'll look
Yeah, you walked in, it looked all right.
Well, thanks. It's a romper.
Oh, it's a romper?
It's a romper,
my bad.
Yeah, but it doesn't photograph well, I don't think.
Oh, no, it looks
good.
It
looks better in person, but thank you, Jason.
Yes. We just got back from our family vacation, and if you were listening last week, you heard the torrid love affair that was going on between Jenna and some dude from Tinder, no. Raphael.
Raphael, man, after we met him on the beach.
Yeah.
We could not avoid him.
That's what we were going to say.
Everywhere we went, there was Raphael.
Everywhere.
I mean, literally, we were at the airport leaving, and he walked by us in the airport.
We're like, wow. No, we're leaving the hotel, and he's in the lobby. We go to the airport, he's walking right by us.
It's crazy. He was. We couldn't find him forever, and then he was everywhere.
I thought he was going to be on our plane.
Oh, I did too for a minute.
So luckily, we avoided that missile because he was on a different flight. We didn't talk to him. We just kept staring at him.
I never saw him.
I don't even think he realized.
It's such a weird thing.
Oh, he did.
Man.
He avoided us.
Yeah, he did.
Too. But it was just a weird dynamic.
Yeah, something was up with that guy. But we're over Raphael.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
It'll have to be a long-distance love affair now, Jenna.
Yeah,
right. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Of course. So
I'm Tinder one and done.
So we're on our way home. We're at the airport in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
And we're all chilling, getting ready to enter the gate. And by the way, if it weren't for these people, I hate these people that do this, but if it weren't for these people, we wouldn't have learned this story from my wife. Because
did you hear that? He said he hates these people. That's a very strong word, Jason.
I'm talking about the people that are...
I agree with this.
So if you're boarding a plane, and you're either group one, two, three, or sometimes four.
Mm-hmm.
These people were lined up right by the gate, right where you enter, right where you form a line.
Right.
And they were calling, group number one, please board the plane. Okay, group number one goes in.
You literally, sometimes boarding the plane, have to push through.
Through these people.
That
are just standing there.
I don't know what you guys are waiting on when you do that. Like, it's like they're going to say go, and it's first come, first serve, and you're not going to get on the plane.
So, they're like squatting. Squatting for position.
Yeah. And they're, like, literally right there.
But you don't touching. Know, and you stand behind them thinking they're in line, and then you suddenly realize
they're not in line.
They're calling the next group, and you're like, wait, that was my group.
Yeah.
So they called group number two, which was what I had.
Yeah.
Not bragging. Kelly had that as well, and I believe Jenna.
No, I was one.
Oh, okay, sorry. So we get in line.
Yeah.
And we're standing there, and then I notice that all these people are just funneling around this clump of people that are in front of me, just going in. Mm. I'm like, finally, after a minute or so, I go, are you guys going to go? And they go, oh, no, we're group four.
Group four. We're just standing here blocking your path.
And I said, okay. So we go around them.
Yeah.
And I'm entering, and I notice that my wife stayed behind these people. I don't know why she stayed there. And so we called her, and we said, hey, Kinsey, come up here with me and Kelly. And she goes, no, I'm okay. She made friends with the ladies that we met at the casino.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
she's
yeah.
chatting with those ladies.
Okay.
So Kelly and I go in. I was already too late. I already gave the lady my little beeping thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going inside. I go to our seat. I sit down. And a few minutes later, my wife is coming up. And she has this look. Just this. You won't believe what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And she goes, so she sits down next to me and she goes, I cannot believe Big Al.
What?
She goes, don't even know, which is the funny part.
This is the greatest. Yeah, you have no idea. So she's telling me and White Cheddar, our producer, she goes, I cannot believe Big Al. She goes, I'm getting on the plane.
And she repeats it to me.
Yeah, and to Kelly. And she goes, I'm walking through first class. And she goes, did you guys notice that Dr. Girlfriend was sitting first class?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, I noticed that. I mean,
breaking her neck, turning around, trying to get Big Al's attention when I passed.
Right. She was. And I said, yeah, but she's a doctor, and she flies a lot, so maybe she got upgraded. And then Kinsey goes, oh, no, Big Al got upgraded. And he gave his seat to Dr. Girlfriend. And I said, well, that's a very nice thing to do for his girlfriend.
All right.
And my wife, and Kinsey goes, yeah, but Dr. Girlfriend made it a point to say that she really wants to sit next to Al because she's going to be gone for 5 days. I guess she's going on a trip or something.
Yeah, she's in Miami now.
She didn't want to sit in first class. She would rather sit with Big Al in coach, which is why she was trying to get his attention.
Right. And when I'm thinking about I think back to when I saw her in first class.
This was news to you?
I mean,
you know what happened,
well, y'all
right?
Y'all just keep talking. Y'all just keep talking. Y'all just keep talking.
And when I think back to it, I thought to myself, I was like, yeah, she looked like the saddest person in first class.
She didn't want
to
be up there.
She didn't want to be up there.
And
she's like, just looking at you the whole time.
And I'm like, who doesn't want to be in
first class? If I'm traveling with the man I love, I would rather sit with him for 2.5-3 hours than sit up in first class by myself. I would rather do that.
Exactly.
So, as would most women.
So this is what this is another thing that happened.
Okay.
She goes, well, maybe, this is kind of funny. She goes, well, maybe Russ Face will take the first class seat.
Oh, that would have made Kelly so happy.
And then I'll take his seat because we were sitting all in the same row, 9D, E, and F, right?
Perfect.
So
there was a stranger in the middle, yeah.
Right. So Russ says, she asks Russ, Russ goes, I am not sitting in that first class seat, not before Kelly Ransford gets on this plane.
Because Kelly would give him some crap.
That's right.
That's a smart man,
Kelly. That's an old story, but anyway, Russ knew better.
Okay.
So that was not an option. So now we have me sitting in the aisle on row 9, Russ is in the window on row 9F, and we don't know who's sitting in the middle, seat E, all right?
Yeah.
So finally, this girl comes and sits in 9E. And so, I noticed my girlfriend kind of turn around and look at me once in a while. And I'm like, well.
She's waiting for you to give that seat to somebody else so she could cuddle with
lucky,
you.
This girl's lucky day. Whoever's going to be seated next
to
you.
I mean, I was in a window in 7, so they could have offered the girl my seat and then I could have taken the first class one.
There's a bunch of scenarios.
There's a lot.
Here's the thing, though. I wanted the warm nuts. I'm serious. I said, baby, you sit up here and bring me. When they bring the warm nuts out, please bring me just one little.
Oh, so you want her to be a flight attendant as well?
One little bowl of the warm nuts.
I get it.
Just a handful. And I did get upgraded, but I still had to pay with miles.
Right.
You know, it says request upgrade. And I don't know until the last minute, so I had to pay whatever it was. So anyway, I'm thinking, okay, everything's cool. She's going to take the first class seat, and I'm going to sit back here and coach and get my little nuts later. She, right before the plane takes off, she goes.
Get your what later?
She comes back to me. She goes. You go sit in first class. I'll sit here. I'm like, huh?
Now she's mad. She didn't even want
it. Of course.
Yep. You don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
She goes, you've had knee surgery, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that was five
She was trying
months.
To show you how much she just wanted to sit next to you over sitting in first class.
I'm like, the plane's about, flight attendant's coming along. Everybody needs to sit down. The plane's about to push back.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not really, I don't want to argue.
Who sat in the first class seat?
I did.
After my wife walked by and the girl showed up.
The story.
Yeah, because the girl showed up that was supposed to sit in the middle, Al, that you're talking about.
Right.
She did not have the middle seat. She had the aisle seat.
She did.
Uh-huh. Jenna, Al proceeds to, because you know how Al does. He's standing up there and he's talking to everybody. And she shows up and she wants to sit down in her aisle seat. And Al goes, I would really love it if you would just sit down in the middle, please.
I love your Al impression.
I will love you forever if you take my middle seat and let me have the aisle.
My wife said the poor girl looked at Al like up, and she had the, I want to say no, but
I would have.
But I'm a listener of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, so I don't want to be rude to Big Al, Matt.
She didn't know who I was.
You could have offered her the first class seat.
Al made her sit in the middle.
I just asked.
I didn't know that was her assigned seat was the aisle.
The skinny person always. Yep. They should only give middle seats to skinny people.
No, I paid extra so I wouldn't have a middle seat in the back of the plane.
They should only give middle seats to skinny people.
Okay, so when you're a big person,
you don't want to sit in the middle seat.
Well, plan, check in earlier and get the aisle seat.
Exactly.
Anyway,
so did Dr. Girlfriend sit in the aisle, or did she sit in the middle seat? Did this girl ever get her seat back?
Oh, after I went to business class, they closed that curtain. I didn't turn around.
Al didn't look back. Al didn't even look back at me once.
Oh, man, Al.
And even better, he fell asleep and didn't even eat the nuts.
Oh, I got a second bowl of nuts.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see very well.
Oh.
I saw her sit down in front of you, and you say no.
When the lady brings those warm nuts around, yeah, it's time.
Can you believe that?
I really don't know.
If you're the young lady.
If that little girl who gave up her aisle seat sat in the aisle in the middle.
I have no idea.
When all you had to do was give
her the first class.
First class and you and Dr.
She said, I'm pretty sure
she stayed in the middle.
She
gave it back to you.
My girlfriend.
Because she wanted to sit with you.
She obviously came back there hoping that you would give it to the lady sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you guys could sit together. Am I wrong?
I've tried to do the right thing and said, baby, you take.
No, I know. I understand that.
I was literally in the middle watching all of this happen, not hearing all of it. So I figured that they were going to arrange it to where they'd sit next to each other.
I know.
Your girlfriend looked heartbroken that she didn't get to sit next to you, Al.
Yeah.
She came home with me that night. It's all good.
Because you know what? It works for her, so.
It works. It's fine. She's fine.
This works for her.
She's fine.
Okay.
She's fine. I gave her a middle of
who
first
are we to question why or how this relationship works?
Can you imagine the poor girl when the other girl, the doctor girlfriend, comes up and sits in her seat after you took it away from her?
I didn't take it away from her. I just asked.
You bullied her.
Actually, I said,
what's somebody going to do? Yeah. What is anybody going to do? What are they going to say? No. And then you have to sit next to this person who is now angry at you for
right.
the entire flight.
Right.
So you have
to say
yes.
What had happened was, I was.
Don't even.
Okay.
You can't dig yourself out of it. It is what it is.
I would love to talk to this girl if she's listening.
Because we were going to switch. Me and my girlfriend were going to switch, and I was going to have the RC because my girlfriend actually had the middle. I had the middle. I don't know. I'm confused.
You had the middle.
I haven't been asleep since
middle,
midnight.
Until you upgraded, which you shouldn't have even used the upgrade on that flight. Right?
Right. Well, you could have saved it for next time.
Well, I mean, once you request, like I requested a long time ago when I made the reservation, just,
you could have declined
it.
To pay with miles.
But they were all like chasing me down on the plane. Mr. Mack, blah, 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 blah. You upgraded. I'm like, okay. Go. Here, baby. You take it.
See you.
Oh, I'm tired. What was the other one? You said two airports.
Oh, you want to move on now? You're done with this one?
Yes.
Jenna got searched.
Well, interestingly, I got searched on the way there, and now I realize why people complain about that.
It hashtag is TSA hit it first. Yes.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable, but they made up for it on the way back.
No. Oh, of course.
paid $39 so I could sit in the front of the plane because I was in a middle seat in the back.
Right.
And I was like, I know going through customs, the sooner you get off that plane, the quicker you get through customs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get out of there. So I paid. So I'm sitting first row in economy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first row. So I'm off the plane. And I was so quick. And I knew Al had that global entry. I even beat him through the first round of customs where they take your photo. Then you got to go pick up your luggage off the carousel. I hadn't even seen any of you yet. I saw Al just as they started walking. But I had beat him through. I see Russ' face was the only other one up in front with me. So I get my luggage. It's first off. I don't even see Kelly, JC. I don't see the rest of you guys at all.
We were sitting like in 22. So you were way up.
Yeah. So I got way through. And I'm like, yes, this is great. I got a ride. I'm ready to go. So just as I'm turning to Russ and you have to do the one last line of questioning once you get your luggage, I'm like, I've never been searched. This is breezy. We're through. Done.
Perfect.
The customs official hands my paperwork to a random customs official that had just walked up. Cute young guy.
Uh-huh.
He goes, come with me, ma'am. We're going to go into another room.
The other room.
So he's like, it'll just take a second.
This is right before freedom, right? Right before you walk out?
Oh, it's like you can see the sunlight peeking through.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like you're almost out of captivity.
Other room.
Like you're there.
Oh, getting out of customs, seriously, probably feels like getting out of jail.
And you know, and I wasn't nervous, but there's something about authority that makes you nervous because you're like, do I have something illegal on me? Even though it's like when you see a drug dog, you're just like paranoid, even though I haven't done anything wrong. I had nothing on me. But the way their line of questioning is so interesting because they're so charming. What have you been doing? Where are you coming from? And then you answer and then they're like, what station do you work on? The Kid Credit Morning Show. What numbers? I'm like, in town?
They just throw it out there.
Yeah. What do you talk about? Just the way they ask questions, you know. It's so interesting how they're trained. Yeah.
What's this have to do with?
I'm not going to be tripped up. And he's like, what do you do for fun? I'm like, well, I'm 31. I don't have much fun, you know. And he's like, well, surely you do something.
Trying to get your Match.com
dating profile.
Like,
well, I don't know. I go out to, well, interesting, Al. I go out to dinner. And he goes, would you want to go out to dinner with me sometime?
Oh!
He pulled me into a private room just to ask me out.
Did he light a candle?
Cute. Super cute.
Yeah?
Super cute. But, Kelly, you know I had a ride.
So?
But you didn't have to do it that night. You could have still said yes another time.
But I was being honest because I didn't know what to do. And I was like, honestly, I'm kind of, it's like I have someone picking me up that I haven't seen in 6 months. So like I believe in good relationship karma too.
Oh,
so
man.
I don't want to be, you know, if I'm really going
to
be open and make up.
You got a brand new guy right
I know,
here.
I know. And he was great. He was telling me about how he worked Border Patrol.
With handcuffs.
Oh, shout out.
He worked Border Patrol and he's new to town.
And a pistol.
And so I just kind of deflected and was like, you know, I'm having someone pick me up, so I don't know if that would be a good look. And he's like, so then he asked me some more questions. He was holding my passport as he's about to hand it to me. 10 minutes.
That's like a movie.
He goes, you sure you're going to go see someone else? I was like, I mean, he might not be out there, but yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He could tase the dude and then take you off in a squad car.
Yeah.
and then the passport falls to the ground, and we've both been down to pick it up. And now I see a line coming over, so they're opening up these other customs booths now.
And then
I see all these people standing there with their arms crossed, like, oh, my God. Like, they want to get out of there, too. And he goes, are you? And I just knew he was going to ask me if I was on social media. I just felt it, you know, at that point.
Uh-oh.
We just had that connection.
Of course, yeah.
As I'm all the way, like, literally 1 foot out the front door. Are you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. Add me. Oh. And this morning, I got a message from Mr. Customs Official.
You did?
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Jenna sent one right back.
Breakfast off my body.
Well done, Jenna.
I like that.
So I told him if things don't work out, I'd be down to go out.
So he got a maybe.
Yeah.
Well, like a really good possible.
He's really cute.
Raphael sent
really
him a message,
cute.
So I swiped it first.
Wow. See, that's cool. When you get pulled into a room just to get hollered That doesn't happen to dudes.
I almost felt like he wasn't going to let me go until I agreed.
Yeah.
They're that powerful with their line of questioning.
I bet cops
He's going to X me if I don't say yes.
I bet cops see girls like driving along the road, and then it's, oh, she's hot. Let me turn on the light.
Can you do that?
Get to meet them. I bet they do.
Well, they've done it.
They wouldn't admit it, but they've done it. Yeah.
Can you abuse the power like that?
I would never have a call.
You can't let the love of your life go.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? You got to keep it going. That is so cool, Jenna, in a weird way.
I love that everyone has been thinking that that's just really cool that he did it, when I'm like, man, that was kind of annoying.
Go on a date, he can bring his little customs drug-sniffing dog with him. This is going to be awesome.
You know what? It would never work. It would never work.
If you have any traveling stories that are, you know, from hell, like Jenna getting searched the first time around, or beautiful like the second time around.
See, they made up for it.
Yeah. Or you had to put up with a Big Al Mac moment where he took your seat away.
Oh, boy.
We want to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to announce who's going to get to visit the set of Fear the Walking Dead. It premiered on AMC last night, I believe.
Nice.
People be dying on that show.
Zombies.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get into this one. Because I got late on the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But Fear the Walking Dead, I'm going to be there from the beginning.
All right.
Right there holding your hand. And Kelly's Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in about an hour. What you working on so far,
Kelly?
Well,
of course, we have the big news rocking the world. It's about One Direction.
Oh, yeah. Sad news.
Going on a break.
Just a break.
It's not a breakup. It's just a break.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
We know how breaks usually go.
Mm-hmm. Breaks don't work.
Mm-mm.
They don't work. And relationships from boy bands.
Mm-mm.
They'll be together.
Getting off the inevitable.
Yeah. We just told you the stories from our travels. Big Al Mac not wanting to sit with his girlfriend. Stealing a seat from a young lady.
What? I gave a... Anyway.
What's that out? And then Jenna being searched.
On the way there. Yeah, in the private room. The fool.
Yeah,
the fool.
Almost probed.
Yeah, seriously invasive and uncomfortable.
But on the way back, same situation.
Searched.
More romantic outcome.
Yeah. Interrogated.
Oh, potential romantic
interrogated
outcome.
To go on a date.
Searching for your status.
And we want to hear your travel stories, whether they're love affairs or Big Al Mac was stealing your seat on the plane.
Yeah, normally it's just nightmare travel stories.
Yeah. This one is all about the love. Summer. Awesome name for the summer right there. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We want to know all about your travels.
Yeah, so I was like 15. And I had my first case of love on a cruise, but, you know, it was the last night.
Yeah.
And so when we woke up the next morning to go home, I didn't get to see him and found out he did not have a Facebook.
Oh, no.
So you never heard from him again?
No, ma'am. Heard from all his friends, but not him.
Oh, they couldn't hook you up with the phone number or something?
No, they wouldn't.
Oh.
Really?
I was just like, what the heck? So
he had a girlfriend.
He might have had a girlfriend, Summer.
Maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, her name was Winter.
Thank you for your call, Summer. Oh, man, doesn't that suck?
I only had one vacation romance.
You have?
Russell.
Oh, Kelly. That was in Vegas.
Kelly.
Oh, that was that was magical.
You guys met
truly
on the
magical.
Elevator.
It was worth all the heartbreak to go through that one magic
again. It was
time.
Vegas.
Was Vegas.
Hey. But it did not stay in Vegas.
Oh, it didn't for a minute.
Calais.
Yeah.
Calais. What was he, like a spy slash soccer player slash what was he?
Soccer player.
What did he turn out to really be, though?
He worked for the
Married.
Police. He was undercover.
Yeah, and that.
You guys are, you missed what you just said.
He worked for the police?
Yeah, we knew.
He was undercover for the police.
Yeah. Well,
that's why he wasn't allowed to have.
Right. Super secret. Crazy.
Huh. But he was right, because I Googled him, and he's telling the truth about that. At first, he just told me he was a soccer player. And I Googled that. There was no soccer player.
Right.
And then he's like, well, this is what I do. And then I Googled that and I found it. But yeah, it was really fun.
Good old Russ. Lee, did your husband ruin your travels?
Well, he not only ruined a lot of people's travel. There were six of us headed to a cruise. And we were kind of running late anyway at the airport. And this was back before 911. And so we get there. We're just trying to get through to our flight.
Yeah.
And the little flight guy says, at the checkout says, has anybody else had access to your bags while you've been here at the airport?
Uh-oh.
And my husband, thinking he's funny, says, oh, you mean just that one weird guy outside? So they said, follow us, please. Well, my husband, not wanting to leave the rest of our group out of it, said, hey, he touched their bags, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
They take all six of us into this room.
Oh.
And I mean, when they tell you they searched their bag, they mean it. They pulled every single thing out of most embarrassing thing.
Of course.
I couldn't believe what our other family was traveling with. And they pulled everything out and just threw it on the table.
That is...
Everybody's staring at my husband like, what are you doing?
What an idiot.
Lee, are you guys still married?
Well, he passed away 3 years ago, but we were married 46 years.
Oh, well, you have that wonderful memory of him.
We still talk about it every time we go into an airport. The rest of my family says, don't tell anybody touched your bag.
No joke.
I hope they told that story at his funeral.
That's a wonderful story.
They told lots of stories at his funeral hysterical. He was a funny man.
Yeah, he strikes me as a jokester, Lee. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Don't joke at the airport.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
All right, and bless your husband.
No jokes at the airport, y'all.
No, you can't, Al.
They do
not
have a sense of humor.
Not one, not never. How you doing, Alex? You had some Mexico problems?
Oh, yes. It was about 2003, and I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
And me and my mom were coming back from Mexico through customs, and I'm very ADD, ADHD.
Oh, boy.
And they kept asking me all these questions. Did you bring anything back? Do you have anything? And I was like, no. No, no. And they asked me, is this your mother? And I said, no. And so they thought I was kidnapped. Oh. And they took us into an extra room and asked us more questions for about 45 minutes.
Oh.
Until they realized that I just looked enough like her that they figured that was my mother and let us go.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. You're not even my mom.
Yeah, I wondered how much that's happened. How many times that's happened with kids saying, just, no, they're mad at their parents. Nope.
Being a brat.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a photo ID at the time,
you're
of 12. Course.
You're 12. Tiny. Yeah.
You
oh, Alex.
And I was...
Thanks for calling, Ben.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nope, not my mother. Nope. Never met her before.
I'd just leave my kid there. Okay, I'm not your mom. God, get home.
When they ask, because Freddie was traveling with my daughter, and he's like, what do we do at the airport? She have ideas? Like, no, you just have to hope she answers the questions right when they ask.
Yeah.
And doesn't pull the brat
and
out.
And then you
get
daughter,
the no, or you get in the no role. You're just saying no to everything because you don't have any of those things. And then they get to that question.
Do you know this man? No.
Nope. I mean, yes. And then as soon as you do that, you're done.
Done.
I think Crystal and I need to be best friends. Crystal.
Hey, JC. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love your story, just on spec.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Well, a few years ago, I was getting ready. I was going to travel to Los Angeles. But in the meantime, I was real hot and heavy into Kung Fu. And I was practicing for a competition that was coming up. Well, I was running late, and I was just throwing things in the luggage. And I wanted to bring my Kung Fu gear with me so I could practice while I was in L.A.
Yeah.
Not even thinking, trying just to make the flight. I put things in my carry-on. I put things in my check-in luggage, get to the airport, check in, going through security. I toss my carry-on onto the conveyor belt, not even thinking. Next thing I know, I'm surrounded by security, being detained, not realizing I had stuck my practice nunchucks in my carry-on luggage.
My nunchucks.
Yeah.
That's a banned item.
Practice nunchucks, so the handles were foam. But anyway, so of course I completely missed my flight. But the kicker is, my Sifu, who is the my kung fu instructor, worked at the airport, and they wouldn't even allow him to vouch for me.
Oh.
Wow. Mm. You still do the nunchuck thing though?
Not in years. I try to pick them up now, and I just hit myself in the head. But I'm a little out of time.
Great story.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Oh, that's so cool.
Don't pack your practice nunchucks.
It's always funny years later, but at the time when you miss a flight, it's the end of the world. Exactly. Yeah.
That's greatness. You can keep those going on our Facebook page, by the way, our Kid Nation Facebook page.
Cool.
Travel stories are great. Al C, do you feel better now?
I feel, you know what? I feel like $1 million now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Al already forgot when he got in trouble. Today's the first day of school for a lot of kids, and Kid Craddock's I Trust You Will Treat Her Well poem was actually posted at kidnation.com.
Very nice.
And you're going to hear it on the show next because it's a tradition. Mm. And we want to keep that going. A lot of people are asking for it.
Great.
So we'll get that poem for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just want to wish everybody a happy back to school day today.
Yeah, for a lot of people have been in school for a couple of weeks now already. Some, like my daughter, today is day one, new school. New teachers,
new
anybody, nobody in her class,
fellas,
all new.
Fellas, new women.
Yeah,
but there's something really cool. We love this app here in Kid Nation called the One Day App.
Awesome.
It's always got different themes for the holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and now they've got a really cool one for back to school themes for One Day App. So it's really fun because a lot of people take pictures of their kids holding a sign every year and you say, here's my daughter's first day in first grade, and then every year you follow along. What if you had a little movie? That's what the One Day App is, a little free movie. You just grab it. It takes a minute. Seriously.
Oh, it's so fast. You ask the question, and then when you're going to record your kid answering, you just hit record, and they answer it for you.
It's a wonderful keepsake. It's free, and you have an instant movie, and you can share it on your social media sites, too, and send it, email it to grandparents, and me, like, I can't be there, Nanny Laura. Get the One Day App.
Is she going to get one for you?
I hope so. Freddie's going to go and take her to school, too.
And
so,
if you're wondering, how is it tough to make this One Day App? No. Kelly Raspberry has made one.
I figured it out.
That's how you know it's simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's for use on iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Now, if you downloaded it a while back and you had problems with the Android versions, they've got those bugs fixed now. So be sure to update that if you have an Android phone.
And again, it's free.
Yeah, One Day App.
Got it.
Hey, speaking of back to school, I just got to share this cool message we got on Facebook from someone in Kid Nation. Sarah Ritchie Trahan wrote us. This is so cool. You guys are going to love it. She said, got to tell you, my 10-year-old is in the 5th grade this year and has been chosen to do the school announcements every morning for the first 9 weeks of school.
Yeah, well done.
Awesome.
Yesterday, I asked her how she did, and she said, Mom, it was awesome. I kept thinking about being there with Kelly and Jenna and Big Al and JC. She pretended like she was just part of the morning show doing the school announcements.
That's
awesome. We love your show every morning and can't wait for Beat the Bank to come back.
That's cool. That's a
we got
big
a little,
honor.
We got a little DJ.
We should have her practice on our show one day.
Yes, I know. Oh, we need. So, Sarah, if you're listening, Sarah Trahan, you let us know your daughter's name. Maybe we can have her in one morning.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, speaking of first day of school, this is a longstanding tradition on the show. This is before Jenna and I were even here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did this poem begin? The I Trust You Will Treat Her Well, Kelly. When did Kid start playing it? A long time ago.
Lord, I don't know.
He's been doing it a long time. And Kelly loves
it.
Why do you block it out? It's beautiful.
I just thought it was the cheesiest thing ever.
It is a little cheesy, but everyone always
asks
for it.
They want to hear it. People love it. So
it's cheesy,
it's not always my taste.
I know.
But that's okay.
And if you're new to our show, because there are some people, Kid Craddock was the host. He's the one that started this show, and this was one of his favorite poems. I even remember him telling me about it before he played it, and I was like, what are you? I don't even have kids yet.
Is it a poem or is it a letter? I don't know.
It's a little bit of both.
I think what got me is the opening line, I bequeath to you. I'm like,
Yeah, bequeath sounds weird.
I bequeath to you this bouncing little curly haired girl in her crisp little dress.
That's the part I love. I love the Kelly's disdain.
Yeah,
for
I want to.
That's what I love the most.
You want to hear the real one, or you want to hear Kelly's? Kelly's retelling,
gagging on it.
No, because see, now it's bad.
You have a daughter. You should appreciate this.
No, I don't. I don't appreciate it. Right. I don't appreciate being at work. It makes me feel tremendous guilt.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the only one day I got to be there for her first day of school, kid sent a camera crew and made me take a microphone. It was horrible.
They loved that,
didn't
they?
And I said, I'll never do it again. So he won.
Yeah.
But it was just bad.
So today your nanny's going to bequeath your daughter to the school.
My nanny and her father. Her dad's driving up to take her.
Well, we got a lot of people from Kid Nation requesting this. So,
all right, Kid Nation, you asked.
You received, and since it was Kid's birthday a couple days ago, this is your birthday present, Kid. This is Kid Craddock reading his favorite poem, which Kelly loves.
This is actually a great birthday present for him because he loved aggravating
me. Exactly. Here's Kid Craddock reading. I trust you will treat her well.
Dear world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy blue dress with two brown eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long and a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sun when she runs, and I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out of the backyard of my heart this morning and skipping off down the street to her first day of school, and never again will she be completely mine. Prim and proud, she'll wave her young and independent hand this morning and say, "Bye, Daddy," and walk with little lady steps to the school's front door. And now she'll learn to stand in lines, and she'll learn to wait by the alphabet for her name to be called, and she'll learn to tune her ears for the sounds of school bells and deadlines, and now she'll learn to be jealous, and now she'll learn how it is to feel hurt inside, and now she'll learn how not to cry. Now she'll worry about those important things like grades and what dress to wear and whose best friend is whose, and the magic of books and learning will replace the magic of her blocks and dolls. And now she'll find new heroes. But for 5 full years, I've been her sage and her Santa Claus and her pal and her playmate and father and friend. And now she'll learn to share that worship with her teachers, which is only right. But no longer will I be the smartest guy in the whole world. Today, when that school bell rings for the first time for her, she'll learn what it means to be a member of the group with all its privileges and its disadvantages, too. Today, she'll learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends. And I'll stand on the front porch, and I'll watch her start out on that long, lonely journey to becoming a woman. So, world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crisp blue dress with two brown eyes and a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. And I trust you'll treat her well.
What, Kelly?
The faces Kelly makes while that is being played is redonkulous.
Oh, it's the best thing you've ever seen.
I wanted the camera to be on Kelly while that was being read. But if you enjoyed it, I mean, there's nothing wrong
with
it.
Right, it's fine.
It's a wonderful poem.
Can we please, please, please play Butterfly Kisses now?
Gotcha! In honor of Kid's birthday, we would like to play this song that Kelly also loves.
What's the other one, Kelly? Jesus.
Christmas Shoes.
Christmas Shoes.
I'm 100% with Kelly on the Christmas Shoes.
What's wrong with the Christmas Shoes?
It's sad.
Of course.
Let's get them all out of the way right here, right now.
And the one you're thinking of is God, Jesus, God, and Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear. Oh, that's okay. That's something different. Okay. All right.
You want the Christmas Shoes?
It's Christmas Eve. Okay. She's dying, and you want to buy her shoes. It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
What? Why do people need shoes?
Yeah. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And know these shoes will make her smile. And
one or two look beautiful. There you go. Bring it home.
Come on.
Right.
Speaking of those shoes,
you don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm winning over the fans this morning.
If you're contemplating buying
you don't need to buy those sick person shoes.
Contemplating something, but you want somebody to kind of talk you out of it. We got a person for you right here, our very own Kelly Raspberry.
I talk myself out of stuff like you don't know. I talk myself out of it all the time.
I'd probably be rich if I had you with me all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Out of buying stuff.
Especially because you and I are the type of people normally that definitely buy things we don't need, but we want when we're traveling.
Yeah.
Something cool, and we think, oh, this is a good memory.
Now, this is a disclaimer. This is a Big Al Mac production.
Because
you've been talking about this bit all weekend long.
I don't think it's that funny. But
Al says, this is the next. Does that make me crazy?
It might be.
It's going to be like love letters to Kelly.
So we need some good calls in at 1-800-KID-LIVE. 1-800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Call us and let us have Kelly tell you why.
You don't need that. Yeah. You don't need that.
She'll talk you out of buying whatever you're trying to buy next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
It's time for our new favorite bit.
Yeah.
It's called...
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
No.
You don't need that.
This is where you call us with a purchase you're about to make.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly Raspberry must talk you out of it, no matter what it is.
Well, unless I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah. No, because it's called...
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
It's called that. You don't need that,
No,
Kelly.
You don't need that.
The goal should be for Kelly to go, you know what? You need that.
No.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to win me over.
No, the goal is trying to save some money.
The goal is to talk people out of it, Kelly.
You don't need that is the name of the bit, Kelly. It's not, oh, maybe you need that. No, it's you don't.
Press play, and I don't need to be here. I can go take a nap.
True.
No, because you got to explain why they don't need that. What?
You're the voice of reason.
Come on, Kelly.
You're putting her into a box right now.
Okay.
Like, you can only do this.
Well, you know what? You don't need that box, Kelly. Get out of the box.
All right.
Let's Are you ready for our first call, Kelly?
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Heather, you need some help from Kelly Raspberry?
Yes, I do.
All right, welcome to the show. And
what
let
you
us
trying
know.
To buy?
Kelly, I need to know if I should pay a ridiculously overpriced amount for shoes for my wedding.
Oh, it's your wedding.
Okay, are these shoes you'll ever be able to wear again, or are these strictly one-day-only wedding shoes?
I mean, I could probably find something to wear them with again, but not very likely.
Are they standard white, or are you going with a fun color?
They're just going to be like a standard ivory with, like, rhinestones all over them.
You'll never wear them again.
No, you
will never wear ivory or white shoes again.
If you're going
like
designer,
that.
You got to go more basic white.
Do you mind telling us how much they want for them?
Well, considering they're custom, they're like $375.
I personally don't think you need that.
You don't need that.
I think you could save a little money, but, you know, it's your wedding day, and a bride's going to do what she's going to do. But you know in your heart of hearts, that's a one-time-only expense. Now, I'll tell you, I spent $25 more than that on my wedding gown off the rack. And you know how much that hurt me to write that check for $400?
Heck yeah.
But
I
thought that was pretty good for a wedding dress.
That's really good, Kelly.
Can people even see the shoes that the bride is wearing?
Only when you lift it up to do the garter for that one picture, or if you do some people do photos where they pull up the dress and show the shoes.
Yeah.
If it's worth it to you, but you can get some, I guarantee you, knockoff that look about the same for less than $100.
For that reason.
You don't need that.
I don't think you need that.
You don't need that.
Okay.
All right, Heather. Go get the knockoffs.
All right.
And you will not wear those again.
Yeah, that is true.
It'd be different if you got like a fun pink or something. You could wear the party dress later.
She don't need those either.
Uh-oh. I'm sure Kelly.
Or something blue, you know, borrowed something
blue.
Yeah,
there you go.
Kelly's going to have some words to say about this. Bobby, what are you trying to buy?
I want a drone.
Oh, I want one. Best Buy the other day, and I saw some.
Those are cool.
These look cool. Okay.
Well, let him talk. What are you going to do with the drone?
It's hard to talk me out of that. Well, it's not really so much as talking me out of buying it. It's like trying to talk my fiance into buying it.
What are you going to do with the drone?
A drone.
Wait, with who? With who are you drumming?
A drum.
Oh, I thought you said a drone.
It's a helicopter thing.
Drone.
No, like the video drone.
A drone.
Yeah.
Oh, how much is a drone?
Hey, they got one at Sam's Club for $100.
Oh, that's cheap enough. You can have that.
Come on.
Yeah. You can have that. You know
talk
what?
Talk about of it.
No, because I'm telling you, that's $100. It's fun. Or you could put it on your Christmas list and say, honey, this is what I want for Christmas if you can wait that long.
And I got a birthday coming up. So.
There you go. Tell her to get that for you for your birthday. So you don't have to buy that. She can get it for you.
Okay, we renamed the bit.
Triumph.
We renamed the bit.
Here you go, Bobby. Go get your drone.
I told you, there's not, I'm not going to be like that with everything.
The bit is.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that. $100 for a drone is fine.
You don't need that.
You talked me out about a $30 ceramic sculpture.
Because it was stupid. You didn't need that. It wasn't even cute. It was a skull painted blue with a white star on it. Look, it's a cowboy's helmet. It was stupid.
Well, Kelly, the rule of this bit is you don't need that.
Well, Al did not need that. A drone for $100, I think that's a pretty good deal.
All right.
Okay, so the next bit will be telling me I don't need that.
Hey, Kylie, what are you trying to buy?
It's me?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's Kaylee. Oh, I'm sorry, Kaylee.
You're fine. Okay, so I'm trying to drop my weight and get to a bottle-shaped figure before January.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to buy a waist trainer that I can wear when I work out throughout the day.
You don't need that. That's going to ruin your organs on the inside. Have you been reading the damage it does to your internal organs?
But Kelly,
no.
Why do you want such an unnatural shape anyway? Those girls are abusing those waist trainers. They look ridiculous. You don't need that.
She's trying to be hot for her man.
Well, no, she's not.
Well, I already have, really big hips, so I thought I just need to get rid of the little muffin top.
Diet and exercise and work out and eat healthy. That waist trainer is unnatural, and it will really, it'll mess you up on the inside. Yeah. You don't need that.
Yeah, you can get fit working out.
All right, okay. Kelly says you don't need that.
All right.
I don't care how trendy it is. You don't need that.
Was Kelly successful in talking you out of it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
All
right. So far, so good, Al.
All right,
let's move on to the next one.
A little dicey on the $100 drone, but
I did wear a girdle type garment after you have a baby.
Yeah.
Because your organs and everything do get displaced a little bit during pregnancy.
Well, they pull them out when you have a C-section.
Delivery, it helps you get your figure back quicker, but it wasn't one of those ridiculous waist trainers where it's obscene. It just kind of gets everything back into place quicker after you have a baby.
Kim Kardashian wears it, Kelly.
She doesn't need that. That's the most
unnatural. That's not a natural person's life.
Okay. Right. Let's see if you could talk Chelsea out of this purchase. Chelsea, what were you going to do for the office?
Well, there's a Fuzzy's Tacos right down the road, and every Monday morning I like to surprise them with some baked mac and cheese tacos for in the morning, but it costs me $45 every week.
Mm.
So, Kelly, should I do this or should I not?
See, maybe you should just taper that down to once a month and see how people react.
Right.
Because, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Am I doing this so they'll like me?
I'm doing it so they'll give me more leads for sales.
Oh.
Okay, well, if it's paying off for you.
Yeah, if it pays off on the back end, you got
to
do that.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it every Monday because then it's not special. They just come in expecting it. Maybe it could be more of a, maybe you could try every other week or once a month. I mean, I would think you'd still get leads from the once a month.
Or donuts because they're cheaper.
Yeah, you don't have to do that expense. Just a bag of donut holes or something.
The tacos, you don't need
that. But if you're getting a lot of business from it and it's a good, you could write this off as a business expense. So you got to look at that too.
Oh, I got to look into that.
Look and see if you can write that off as a business expense. And weigh to see if it's actually paying off for you. Because if you're paying $45 a week, that's $90 to $180, almost $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting that kind of return on your investment.
No
it's
way.
Not worth it.
You don't need it.
I don't need it.
You don't need
it. Well,
are you getting deals out of it?
I am, but you know what? Maybe this morning I'll just get myself some tacos.
There you go,
Chelsea. You need those for yourself.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need to buy the office taco.
This is our bit called.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
No.
You don't need that.
This is where Kelly talks you out of your purchase.
Only something stupid.
No. No, that's not the rules of the game, Kelly. The rules of the game
is... Why don't you, JC, you do it then?
Because
I'm not unreasonable.
Why do you keep telling her what she has to say?
I'm not an unreasonable
human
being.
The whole fun is trying to get her to say you do need it. Right?
You know what? We're just rehearsing. I'm sticking with the premise.
Let's see here.
You don't need that. Kelly, we'll talk you out of it.
We'll take one last call here from our dude, Joey. What's going on, Joey?
Hey, what's going on?
You're about to make a big purchase, huh?
Joey, what do you want to buy?
Well, I was wondering if you thought it would be a good idea to pay $600 for a pair of frog leg wheels for a wheelchair.
What are frog legs?
Yeah, well, frog leg wheels are wheels that are anti-bump. Well, because I live in the woods, I live very, very far up north in the UP.
Uh-huh.
So
in Michigan?
Do you think that that would be a prize buy?
$600 for wheels on a wheelchair so you don't bump around.
Why does he not need that, Kelly?
Where are you going that you got to be riding on bumpy stuff all the time?
He lives in the woods.
In the woods.
In the Upper Peninsula.
In the
UP.
Woods.
Come on, Kelly. In the
UP. Why are you going out in the woods?
I don't know. Probably the same reason why a lot of ladies buy pumps to go out on the sidewalk. You know.
They're dying for me to tell you don't need that. They're dying.
Yeah,
they're hoping. Because you don't want that. You want to be talked out of it.
You get around just fine without it.
People are trying to save money here, Kelly.
Can insurance cover some of that?
Oh, insurance covers it, some of it, but there's a very large copay.
Large copay.
I think it's kind of cool. It turns your wheelchair into like an ATV.
Yeah, that's what it does. So you would say no, hey?
No, I'm kind of leaning toward yeah. I think it'd be kind of fun. They just popped a picture of it up on Kid TV.
Oh, they did? Oh,
I wouldn't mind taking a spin on your frog wheel. What is it? Frog wheel?
Frog
wheel.
Wheelchair.
That looks fun.
That does look pretty fun, Joey.
You got to grab thumb where you can, Joey.
So, Kelly.
Well, I'll try very hard.
All right. If you can get insurance to cover a chunk of that, it doesn't set you back too far. Go ahead and get it.
Y'all have a good day.
You bye, too, Joey. Man. That's our boy Joey right there.
Kelly, I kind of want one of those three-wheel spider things.
No, you don't. You don't need that.
You know,
the spider bike?
You've got five cars.
But the spider's cool,
Kelly.
What
are you going to do with that?
Ride it. Ride it.
Where are you going to ride it?
On the street.
Where?
Is street legal?
No, you don't.
Kelly, I want new mattresses.
You do need that.
Yes.
Yeah, Jenna wore hers out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's Fear of the Walking Dead music being out
there. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, excuse my stomach.
Yeah, right. Wait, what is that?
Fear of the Walking Dead premiered last night on AMC. And boy, is it just as good as Walking Dead. I'm staying on this show from the beginning. I'm not coming in late on this one.
All right.
We asked you all last week to go check in at KidNation.com to make sure you had not turned into one of them. And Crystal Boerst, you did not turn into one of them. You are our Walking Dead winner.
Oh my god!
Oh my goodness!
Sounds like you're a fan.
Oh, what did she get?
You're gonna win round trip airfare for two. So you're gonna bring a friend with you to the set of Fear the Walking Dead. We got your hotel all set up. We got ground transportation for you, and you also get two passes to the Fear the Walking Dead set party. The set party where the actors are gonna be at.
Oh my god, that is so cool. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. Who are you going to take with you, Crystal?
My boyfriend. He's the one who got me hooked on The Walking Dead. So.
Okay, so you guys have been fans from the last show.
Oh my gosh, yes. And we watched last night.
How was it?
Oh yeah, how'd you like it?
Well, we think it's building up to something much more insane, but it was really good.
Yeah, the first one's always kind of setting the stage.
Yeah.
Well, definitely take a lot of pictures and make sure you keep us posted on how your day goes out there with them, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Get us all the lowdown on what's going to happen on Fear the Walking Dead.
Would that be a selfie if you take a picture with a zombie selfie?
Hopefully I can. Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A selfie.
Pointing a phrase.
Yeah, hopefully you meet some zombies, Crystal. Be careful,
Yay!
Though. All right, there she goes. Crystal going off to L.A. to hang out with the cast. The cast.
Congratulations. Hey, we get some cool emails and letters. I love getting, letters with literal stamps and everything on them, but emails are cool, too.
Okay.
And we got this one. It said, I just want to give a shout-out to the Kid Nation crew for the many years of stories and morning laughs. Now that I'm stationed overseas, I don't get to listen in as near as much as I have been able to in the past due to the 14-hour time difference in work. So I'm going to forgive him for emailing and not putting a stamp on that. Can you imagine postage from 14 hours away? That must be awful.
Right.
He said, those odd nights that I can catch Big Al, Kelly, JC, and Jenna, I'm reminded that home is where you plant your feet and grow. I want to say thank you for being available online because no matter where I'm stationed, I'll always have a few familiar voices to remind me of home. And that's from A1C Carter from Kunsan Air Base in the Republic of Korea.
Well, we should be thanking you, sir.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Or
that you're listening all the way out in the Republic of Korea.
A1C, is that... 1C, first class, right?
A1C.
Airman
First Class?
Army First Class?
It's an air base.
Yeah.
Kunsan Air Base.
It's got to be A.
Airman sounds right.
Airman First Class, 1C. It's got to be first, right. 1C.
You've already talked it out,
yeah. But I guess you have an airman in the Navy as well.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And obviously in the Air Force.
Sure. Speaking of the Air Force.
Thank you, A1C.
Yeah, thank you so much. Speaking of the Air Force, though, we got to talk about this story because this is what every dude dreams of doing.
Yeah.
The French people cannot be annoyed or complain about Americans ever again because of what happened.
Right.
Three American tourists, two of them soldiers, stopped a terrorist attack on a train headed to Paris on Friday. Now, two of them, like I said, are U.S. soldiers. 23-year-old Spencer Stone, he's in the Air Force.
Okay.
And then you also got 22-year-old Alex Scarlatos. He's a member of the Oregon National Guard.
Okay.
He was on his way home from Afghanistan after protecting us out in Afghanistan. And then the third guy is 23-year-old college student named Anthony Sadler. He was traveling with them when they heard some shots go off on the train they were on.
So they were traveling together as a group?
Yeah, they were together. They're buddies. Okay. And what ended up happening, the first person to make contact with this person was a French national. He said he was going to the bathroom and was face-to-face with a man holding what appeared to be an AK-47.
Yeah, kind of startled him in the bathroom. He wasn't ready to attack
yet. Yeah, he wasn't ready.
Getting ready.
So this gentleman tries to struggle with this guy. Something happens. Gun goes off.
Yeah.
I assume, like most of us would do, he ran away after the gun went
absolutely.
Off.
Yeah, shot the guy in the neck.
Yeah, that's when the three American gentlemen stood up. And a British guy says that when he saw them stand up, he just hears one of them say, "Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
literally
go.
The guy tapped his friend on the shoulder and said, "Let's go."
And that
yeah.
reminds me so much of "Let's Roll."
Let's roll. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's roll.
Let's go. He says, "Let's go." Now,
I get chills thinking about it.
I got goosebumps too,
Kelly.
I'm seriously goosebumped up right now.
I want to cry. I'm so proud of them.
Because to me, "Let's go," I would be like, "Let's go," like, "Let's get out of here."
right?
Is that what we should do?
Well,
no. These three guys meant "Let's go" as in "Let's go charge this guy before he kills people."
Ran toward the danger.
Wow.
So Spencer got to him first.
Okay.
He's the guy in the Air Force. Put him in a chokehold while Alec grabbed the gun and beat him with it, with the butt of the gun.
Boom.
Like a boss!
This guy must have been motivated, though, because they said he kept pulling out weapons.
Yeah, he was pulling.
They would knock one out, and he'd pull out a gun out of here, and he'd put them in his shoe. Yeah, cut the guy in the hand. Yeah.
He had a box cutter, which is what he did most of the damage to Spencer with.
Yeah, he started slicing him.
But he kept choking him until he passed out.
Mm.
Spencer was in pretty rough shape, by the way. He ended up with serious cuts to his neck. Almost lost his thumb because the guy, he had him around the neck, so he's just chopping at the thumb. Almost lost his thumb. So instead of dealing with his own injuries after they hogtied this terrorist, they hogtie him. Spencer gets up. He saw another passenger who was hurt, started giving him first aid.
Wow.
With his floppy thumb, helping somebody else.
Awesome.
Oh, these are studs, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Anthony helped hogtie the gunman. Everything was fine. Nobody died. Nobody lost their lives.
Two or three people got hurt, but nothing.
Yeah,
they say the gunman
serious,
since then has said, you know, he's offended that they think it's a terrorist attack. His intention was just to rob everyone on the train.
Yeah, he was just gonna rob everyone.
We actually had multiple magazines.
He was ready.
We're racist because we assume he's a terrorist.
Yeah, he's from Morocco. He recently
spent time
in Syria.
Ugh.
If you're gonna terrorize people
in a train,
it's a terrorist attack. You are a terrorist. Here's a news clip from the actual audio.
I just looked over at Spencer and said, "Let's go, go." Spencer got to the guy first, grabbed the guy by the neck, and everybody just started beating on the guy while Spencer held the chokehold until he went unconscious.
As Spencer's wrestling the gun away, he gets cut with a box cutter multiple times by the gunman.
I didn't even have time to think. I didn't even realize or fully comprehend what was going on.
These guys are superheroes.
Yeah.
And
you know, adrenaline's pumping. He probably didn't even feel, you know, the box cutters after it's over.
Yeah.
You know, your adrenaline's just like.
And people are wondering what was this guy doing while they were like trying to hold him down and stuff. And the guys said that the terrorist never said a word. Didn't scream, nothing. He was just struggling. And he was just pulling, like Jenna said, just pulling weapons out left and right.
Yeah, they were like, they just kept coming.
Where's this coming from?
Away. Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed like he was ready to fight till the end. And they said, "Yeah, well, so are we, sir."
Yeah, they all just wailed on him, punching him in the face.
I love
face.
These guys.
So proud.
I love these guys.
It's interesting to see, because a lot of people would react the other way. You know, hide.
I've always said that I wish I wish I would do what they did, but I don't know how I would react. Nobody knows.
We were just traveling together, so we're sitting in the airport, and then we see something like this. Okay. I would like to think that I would be brave.
Al, you didn't even look behind the first class curtain. You wouldn't have even known what was going on.
I would like to think that I would be
brave.
He'd
be yelling, keep it down back there.
Yeah, I'm in first class
I'm trying
over
to
here.
Eat my warm nuts.
Yeah, someone woke me up from my nap.
Oh, man. They got their medals this morning, the French government. I think the president.
Yeah, the president of France, I believe it was, gave him like the highest medal of honor or something that you can get. That you can get in France.
Them and a British national who also helped as well. But
that's awesome, man.
Much props to Spencer Stone. Don't forget these names. Spencer Stone. Alex Garlados and Anthony Sadler.
That dude.
Those three names, those three people saved so many lives.
All of these guys are going to get women out the yin yang.
Yo, you know how much money they can make from the movie rights?
I mean, yeah, right?
The movie rights?
I'm sure that's not what they're thinking.
No, of course they're not, because they weren't thinking of that when they did that.
Go back to college so he can go start getting. He's got girls lined up outside his dorm
room. See, and that's your
room.
Motivation right there, Al.
I'm just telling you what's going to happen. These three studs.
They didn't do it for those reasons, but those reasons are just going to show up.
Yeah.
That's what's going
to
happen.
It's just residual. He's about to get residual booty.
Yeah, that's not what you're thinking about when this guy. Can you even go to college anymore? Just give him the degree.
Yeah.
He's set for life.
Dude.
Man, they're so cool. I want to meet them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do this, though. I already know it.
What?
I know. I would just be too scared. I want to say I would, Kelly. I want to say I would.
If your wife and kids are sitting there, you might surprise yourself.
For my kids.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely would. But
if it's just like me and you sitting there,
yeah,
you're not going to want to mess up your hair, your Sean from The Bachelor hair.
I would. I would just have you blocking everything from me. Yeah. And then I would just jump out last second.
I think you'd go.
I'd go for it.
I think you'd go for it.
I'm saying right now I'd go for it. But, man, I want to meet them so bad. I don't know what we got to do to meet these guys, but I want to meet them.
Sure, they're going to be on tour.
Much props.
Yeah.
We'll put the story up at KidNation.com if you want to read it up.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.